Proudhon solves the simple problem of the accumulation of capital in showing us how we can gradually harmonize our interests, those who possess capital and those who do not. Recall that it was on this point that we turned from Kropotkin, whose summary of Proudhon's thought and guidance caught our attention, to Proudhon. And with this point as well, that Nikola Tesla preoccupied himself. Quote from Nikola from our August 21st, 2016 show. I have just made known an invention which will show to electricians how to produce immense electrical pressures and activities. By their means, many wonderful results will be achieved. The human voice and likeness will be flashed around the globe without wire. Energy projected through space. The wastes of the ocean will be made safe to navigation. Transport facilitated. Rain precipitated at will. Advances of this kind will, in times to come, remove the physical causes of war, the chief of which is the vast extent of this planet. The gradual annihilation of distance will put human beings in closer contact and harmonize their views and aspirations. The harnessing of the forces of nature will banish misery and want and provide ample means for safe and comfortable existence.
Just might be running lines. There's just so much you can find. Even in the mellow,
get lost in the mellow, mellow
of my mind,
baby.
Come on, get lost in the mellow, mellow.
This rainbow psychedelia.
Come on,
get lost in the mellow, mellow.
There ain't nothing to be afraid of.
Mellow, mellow,
oh, just you and me,
even
in
the mellow, mellow.
And he wrote those words in 1914. We discovered that Proudhon was absorbed with the very question that we were then exploring, the question of deconstruction, that's Prince's terminology, or decommissioning, which is ours, the system. How do we get from class or rule or authority to freedom? Proudhon insisted that dispossession of those with capital was both strategically mistaken and practically impossible, advocating instead that capital, the hoarding of the results of previous labor, commandeered by means of unequal power relations by which only the minuscule few benefit, advocating instead that capital be made as unprofitable as it was harmful to true government, government being the efficient management of resources as determined only by the reason, as brought forward by means of freedom, the unchaining of our bodies and minds from our irrational, absurd service to the few.
Can I sing to you while you bring yourself to joy?
Go slow at first while you quench your thirst.
How render capital unprofitable? By freeing human beings from having to sell their human energy or labor to meet their needs.
To joy.
And thereby provide to the capitalist his or her capital. This ends accumulation, as our capacity along with the earth's is the source of it. He believed that wage could be eliminated by eliminating its quantification, its ranking, and by creating a mutual savings bank which provided effectively interest-free loans to anyone who wanted one by receiving from all and dispensing to all excesses and surpluses, allowing everyone the ability to provide for their own housing and other needs. He was writing almost 200 years ago, 70 years before Nikola, who, with his inventions, ended the question of scarcity, solved definitively the problem of insufficiency or need in the human global society we work cooperatively without masters or leaders to make. His work provided the material basis of abundance, which is individual material self-sufficiency. And that basis has only grown more substantial since. As Proudhon says, all human labor being the result of collective force, all property becomes in consequence collective and unitary. To speak more exactly, labor destroys property. And that's quoted from our May 21st show. Proudhon answers the simple problem of the accumulation of capital in showing us how we can gradually harmonize our interests, those who possess capital and those who do not. He does not answer the problem of the Plato's tribesmen, whose aim is not the accumulation of capital, but the realization of Plato's vision, and who systematically bred their children to be fascists to accomplish it. That project, begun in Europe just before the French Revolution and achieved in its aftermath, that is the birth of fascism. They, the global statesmen, are the fascists, if by fascism we mean the institutionalization of hate.
Yourself to joy.
Go slow at first.